The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Halloween.
I was freezing out there. My wife and her friends back at the house, nestled up beside a fire, a couple glasses of wine. Oh, not old Uncle Struddy out there working the streets.
Fighting.
Elena Zardine and I fight, and I give him a pretty good raw drink. I got him pretty good. I give it to him pretty well.
Memories.
So it's the memories. That's what you remember. Memories.
It's time for Struds On.
Devin Dubnyk. You know, so I was a huge fan of Devin Dubnyk. He was with the Oilers, and we actually played together at the Spangler Cup when he was 19. He came over and played when I was there and, you know, helped us big time get a silver medal. And then I came to the Oilers. He was here, and, you know, and I was always disappointed when he got traded away. I felt that he, you know, he was a better goalie than he was being given credit for. Nonetheless, he's traded away, and then he has some amazing season with Minnie. And now he got traded to San Jose and then subsequently traded over to the Avs. And you know what? As I was kind of looking at him like, hey, you know, how does a goalie feel about getting traded midseason? It happens. It's not like he's the only guy, but how do you get yourself going? Well, unfortunately for Colorado, but I think fortunately for Devin Dubnyk, Grubauer is out for a couple of weeks. And so Devin Dubnyk, to get in there and get a lot of reps behind that team, I think it's really important. Is it the perfect way for the Avs? No, I'm not going to say that's good, but and there's always a hidden silver lining. And last time he gets in there and had a, you know, pretty decent game, faced quite a few shots, had, you know, made some decent saves, against the St. Louis Blues and got the victory. But that's really important for them. It's really important for him. I think a goalie that you know, he probably is not going to be the starter. You know, we know when Grubauer comes back 2 weeks from now, he'll be the starter, but all these games are going to happen between now and then. Dubnyk will be able to, you know, get the sense of how the team plays, kind of get a sense of where the chances against come from, get to know his D-man a little bit. They get to know him. The coach's staff gets to know him. He can get into a bit of a rhythm, knowing that, you know, when things, the rubber hits the road, he'll probably be on the bench for playoffs. But now he can jump in and actually play and you know, feel comfortable with it. So I'm not sitting here saying that the COVID for Grubauer is a good thing, because we know it's not. It's not at all. But if there is a silver lining, Greggs, I think this is really important for, specifically for him, I want to say him, Devin Dubnyk, to get himself going. He's played a ton of games. He's you know, but every team's different. You know, every team, the way that they tell you to play the D, you know, they say on a 2-on-1, attack the guy at the puck, or, you know, the Oilers think about when they're on the penalty kill, how they lay down, when there's a puck, the guy's, you know, in the corner with them, trying to pass it through on the power play. Like all those little details, it's little wrinkles that it's not hugely different, and it's not like he has to relearn the game of hockey. But as a goalie, you have to understand how it works and how I can function within this group and what I should be looking for. So I think this is really important for Duby. Again, not ideal, but if there's going to be a silver line, this is it. And, the good news is on a good team. And I think that if he can, get himself going, when the time comes, if he's called upon, he'll be much more prepared, Greggs, than he would have been if he was just playing every third game or every fourth game behind Sir Philip Grubauer.